Please listen carefully.
Hey guys, Erica here. Hopefully that didn't sound too weird. Okay. I was just trying to work on like a new line to intro into the podcast. If you guys have anything witty or funny, let me know. I really need to work on it. So this podcast episode is an interview with my friend Chloe Ray Price, who is a Beachbody coach. I met her on Instagram when we were both pregnant, and she was a little bit farther ahead of me, and I found her super inspiring because she was working out, and I mean working out. She was breaking a sweat. None of my, like, lame walks to the quarter and back. She was, like, going full force when she was pregnant, just, like, really breaking a sweat, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I feel like it's something that might even be looked at as a little taboo. And I know that obviously it depends on your body and how you're feeling. And some people can work out when they're pregnant and some people can't. And I'm not placing judgment. But I did find it really inspirational that she had the energy and the motivation to work out when she was pregnant. And she was fortunate to do so with her healthy body. So that's what really drew me to Chloe in the beginning. I was like, oh my gosh, you're awesome. Like, you rock, mama. And she has a 3-year-old. So I can't even imagine being pregnant, getting that workout in, taking care of a 3-year-old or three-nager, like they like to call them. So that's how I initially met her. And then we started chatting and she got into Beachbody. Again, we'll talk about her story, but she gave it a break for a little bit and as a coach, and now she's back into it. And I saw her postpartum working out, and I was like, you know what? I want to give it a try because it's really hard for me to leave the house, even though I love going to my yoga classes. It's just so hard for me to leave the house. So I wanted to give Beachbody at-home workouts a try. And let me tell you, even my husband is so impressed. He's like, wow, you really got a sick workout in for 20 minutes. Like, you know, when I'm first telling him about it, he's like, 20 minutes? I don't know if that's really going to be, you know, adequate time for a workout. And I'm like, hey, it's better than no workout, you know? And it's just been such a game changer for me. So here I am interviewing Chloe. She is a native of the San Francisco Bay Area. She lives with her boyfriend and her 2 adorable freaking daughters. They're so cute. And she has a degree, actually, in health education from Chico State University. She actually struggled with postpartum depression with her first daughter. And we talk a little bit about that in this podcast episode. And when that happened, she kind of shifted her focus onto her own health and fitness as a way to cope. And this ultimately led her to becoming this amazing virtual health and wellness coach to help other women get through similar situations and to help them feel good about themselves again. And although she took a little bit of a break from coaching, like I mentioned, she has been coaching since 2016, and she reopened it this past January. Sorry, guys. I'm, like, stuttering over my words here. So tired. That is mom life. But anyway, she's the creator of a virtual health and wellness community for women who are looking for this safe space to grow, focus on their nutrition and fitness, learn how to love their bodies, and really take in, you know, their lives into their own hands. She provides so many good tips in this episode, especially for new moms. And even if you're not a mom and you just want to, like, you know, get really back into working out, she is my go-to girl. I also really honor her that she, you know, talked about her postpartum depression, which is not an easy thing to go through, nevertheless share with the world. So, you know, if you see her on Instagram, give her a shout out. Tell her how much you appreciate her sharing her journey. And let's jump in. And I just do want to note, if you do have postpartum depression, seek help. I will link information in the show notes, but find help, guys. There is no shame in talking to a therapist and just seeking outside help to really help you get through that, because it's not an easy part of being a mom. All right, let's jump in. And before we jump into today's episode, I really want to give a great thank you to Pixel Eyewear. They are today's podcast episode sponsor. Let me tell you a little bit more about why you guys should check out Pixel Eyewear. Did you know, on the average, people spend 10 plus hours a day staring at digital screens? It's over 70 hours a week, 280 days a month, or over 3,300 hours in a year. That's absolutely insane. So it should honestly be no surprise that an estimated 70% of Americans experience an eye strain due to prolonged use of electronic devices. So what's the solution? Insert Pixel Eyewear Company. Basically, they've created eyeglasses that filter out 50% of the harsh blue light and up to 95% at the highest levels without distorting your color perception. The glasses also eliminate glare and alleviate strain in your eyes, as well as incorporating a nanotechnology coating that keeps your lenses clean and scratch-free. I have a pair at home and I absolutely love them. I use them when I'm vlogging, or I'll toss them in my computer bag and I'll bring them to work with me. And the frames are really light. I was actually talking to a friend yesterday who asked me if the frames were heavy, and I was like, no, they're very similar to regular eyeglass frames, and they're also super stylish. There's a variety of styles for you to choose from. So if you want to grab your own, make sure you head over to pixeleyewear.com, and you can use the promo code BYOK for a discount, and I'll leave all that information in the show notes. Okay, guys, let's jump right in. Hi, Chloe, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi.
I'm so excited. We are finally getting to share your story and chat about Beachbody and being a mom and all that good stuff. So before we jump in, why don't you give everybody a brief background about yourself?
Okay. So I'm Chloe. I'm from Marin County, which is about 15 minutes north of San Francisco. I am a mom to two girls, 7 or 8 months today, actually, and 3 and a half, Graylin and Freya. I've been with their dad, my boyfriend, for a little over 7 years. And I went to Chico State and got my health education degree, and now I am a stay-at-home mom and a beach body coach.
So it's really funny. I was trying to think before how we initially connected, because we were both pregnant at the same time. And Freya is obviously older than Lizzie, but we were still both pregnant at the same time, and I saw you working out, and I was like, oh my God, like, I feel like it's this misconstrued, like, perception that pregnant women just, like, eat bonbons all day and just eat whatever they want and just relax. And, I mean, I don't know about you, but I come from an Italian family, and they're just like, eat pasta and sit down and just relax. And I'm like, no, like, I want to work out. I want to be strong for labor and all that good stuff. But, yeah. Maybe we could start there. Like, you were really inspiring seeing you, like, actually do really, like, to me they looked like hard workouts, especially with, like weights and things like that. Like, why did you decide to work out when you were pregnant, and what workouts were you doing?
Well, when I was actually pregnant with Graylin, I wasn't doing the home workouts, but I was doing a lot of hiking, and I felt like I noticed my labor and delivery went really smoothly and quickly. So I kind of felt like that came from exercising. So after I had her, a year later, I became a Beachbody coach, and that's when I really got into the home workouts. And so that was August 2016. And, you know, ever since then, I've just been hooked. So I guess I didn't really think about why I was working out when I was pregnant with Freya. It was just part of my routine already. So I was doing the Beachbody home workouts, and it's called Beachbody On Demand. And there's a variety of everything. And what was I doing with her? I started off with, because I have had pretty bad morning sickness with her until about 3-ish months pregnant. So I wasn't really doing much in the very beginning. But I think when we started following each other, I was probably around 4 or 5 months pregnant, somewhere around there. And I was doing a program the one I just finished, the 80-Day Obsession, had just come out, and it was a variety of, you know, cardio, weightlifting, what else? It was just a variety of everything. And I kind of stuck to that until my belly got in the way. And then I just went from there. I just chose random things that worked. Cause it just made me feel more energized, you know, to keep up with my then 2.5-year-old. I don't think I could have gone through my day without, you know, some exercise in the morning. So I was pretty tired. It's a lot different being pregnant with a toddler running around.
I think about that all the time. Me and my husband, I'm like, I don't understand how, because pregnancy, like, there's just so many different stages, and uh-huh. You're really fatigued at some points. And I'm like, how would I be able to, like, stay at home and take care of a baby when right now all I can do is, like, lay in bed?
Yeah, it's definitely different from the first time. I'm still adjusting, and Freya's 8 months old, so. But, I mean, people do it. Even more than 2 kids. I just have to keep on telling myself that.
So, for people who don't know, what is Beachbody and what kind of workouts do they provide? And, like, how do you go about participating in it?
So, Beachbody has been around since, I believe, the 90s when P90X came out and 21 Day Fix. I think 21 Day Fix was a little bit later. But those are the main workouts that people know, but they don't know it's associated with Beachbody. But now, instead of having a DVD sent to your home, you can just log into your Beachbody On Demand account, which is basically just like what they say is it's the Netflix of workouts. You have everything to choose from. All Beachbody programs are on Beachbody On Demand, as well as the nutrition plans go along with them. And there's everything. There's yoga, dance, cardio, weightlifting, Pilates, I mean, anything you can, you know, think of, anything you'd be doing at the gym. excuse me. And what you also get is if you sign up with Beachbody On Demand through a coach like me, you would get an online accountability group, which some people, I hold mine on Facebook. Some people hold them on the Beachbody app, but my challenge tracker app. But basically it's like your gym. You check in when you work out, you check in when you need motivation or when you ate a healthy meal, whatever you need. So it's nice. It's kind of, I feel like in a way it's more accountability than a gym, unless, you know, you're going with a group of friends. Cause when you go to a gym, you're not really, or if you have a personal trainer, you just kind of go and maybe, you know, you do your thing, but I don't know, at least for me, whenever I would go to a gym, I didn't really know what I was doing. So I'd end up on the elliptical and then maybe do some crunches and then I'd leave.
That's like literally everything that I, like everything you just said is literally what I would do. Just because you actually go to the gym doesn't mean you're getting an effective workout in. No. And I feel like every time I do a different Beachbody workout, it is so effective in the short. I usually do the 30-minute ones, like the 21 fix. And it's an effective workout on 30 minutes, which is really, I don't know, I feel like hard to come by. Even if you take like a yoga class, it might not necessarily be like a full workout.
Yeah. Yeah, the workouts, they're hard. And they are. You definitely break a sweat. And I feel like, I mean, you know, some of them are a little like the trainers, the Beachbody trainers, you know, they can be a little bit cheesy with, you know, some silly jokes and everything. But I mean, for the most part, like, they actually, like, they keep you going, you know?
Totally. So what would you say is like the target audience for Beachbody? Is it, because I feel like a lot of my friends lately that have recently had babies, I noticed they're all joining Beachbody and talking about it. So is it primarily for like us women in our like 20s and 30s, or is it expandable to everybody else as well?
I mean, it's expandable to, you know, anyone who wants the opportunity just, you know, to work out at home. I mean, I tend to talk more to other moms just because I can relate, or, you know, other women who are around my age, late 20s, early 30s. But, I mean, there are even coaches on my team that are just starting their health journey and wanted to, you know, help others get healthy, and they're in like their 50s and 60s. So, I mean, it can, and there's men on my team too. So, it can really be for anyone. Anyone who just wants the accountability and wants to get healthy, it's for you.
Now, what is the Shakeology aspect of it, since that's also an option in conjunction with like the Beachbody workouts?
So, Shakeology is, it's a protein powder, but more than that, it is also, it contains 70, oops, I'm sorry, my headphone came out. it contains over 70 plus superfoods. So, you know, like, you know, what everyone's eating, chia seeds, moringa powder, maca, reishi, all of that's already in the Shakeology. So you get a protein powder, but you also get those other aspects to it. And what I like about it is that, especially being a mom who is on the go all the time, and even if I'm at home, I still feel like I don't have time to make a full meal for myself. I can just pour some almond milk into my shaker, put a scoop in, and there's my breakfast. Maybe I'll have a banana on the side. I think that's why I like it the most right now. In this point in time in my life, it's an easy meal for me. But I also was, right after I had Freya, I was taking different supplements, you know, ashwagandha, maca, reishi, everything that kind of was mood stabilizing. And when I started ordering Shakeology in, I realized that everything that I was taking, most of it was already in the Shakeology. So that just saved me money right there. So I was like, okay, let's do it. And taking 10 different supplements in the morning is really hard for me right now.
And it's exhausting to like keep up with what you took and what you didn't take and what you have to mix in.
Yeah.
And I can totally relate to that.
So it's just, in that sense, it's been a lifesaver for me the last few months.
So let's talk a little bit more about your coaching, and how long have you been a coach, and what has been your journey with it so far? Because you talk about a lot about it on Instagram, and I know you said that you paused on the coaching for a little bit, and now you're back into it, and it's just been a really positive aspect of your, you know, workout journey. So can you share with everybody that experience?
Yeah. So I joined Beachbody as a coach back in August 2016 when my oldest daughter was a little over one. I knew about Beachbody for probably about 2 years before that, but I wasn't super into it. I had friends who were, you know, coaches and posted about it, but it just didn't really seem like my thing. So after I had my oldest daughter, Graylin, I suffered from postpartum depression, and my coach at the time, she was also going through PPD and kind of shared how exercising and eating healthy and all of that kind of, you know, helped her cope. And so I kind of followed along her journey. And then in August of that year, I just decided I needed something for myself. Like I needed to do something because the depression was horrible and I needed something for myself. And I also wanted to help others get healthy as well down the line, because that's kind of, you know, that's what I went to school for. That already interested me. So I signed up and I told myself that I would do it for a year and see how I liked it. So I did it for 1 year, and I don't know, after that, I didn't lose interest. Like, I still loved the workouts and I loved what Beachbody was all about, but I just didn't know. I lost belief in myself, and I didn't think that I could be a coach to other people. So I quit, and I told myself, I was like, okay, I'll take a 6-month break and see how I feel. I came back around in 6 months, but I was about 5 months pregnant, and I just wasn't into, you know, taking something new on, and we were about to move into our new house, and there was just so much going on. So I'm like, you know what, that's just not me anymore. Like, I don't, I had Freya in late July of last year, still wasn't interested. I suffered from postpartum depression again, and this time it was a lot worse. And, you know, I went to therapy. I talked to a psychologist. They wanted to prescribe medication, and I wanted to try one last time doing it the natural way and not going meds. Not like meds are bad or anything, but I just wanted to, you know, try my hardest. So I started following my now new coach, and she just had all of this energy. It was like the same thing as a couple of years ago. It was like deja vu, like all this energy, and she had just had a baby, and I'm like, I just, you know, I want to be like that, like, and I know that I can't. So I just jumped right back into it in this year, mid-January, and signed up as a coach, started my accountability groups. Most of the girls who were in my groups a couple years ago, they were all like, they were totally into it, and everyone was excited, and I don't know, I just kind of just went with it, and my days aren't 100% better, but I feel so much better that I have something that's for me, not just the workout aspects, but it's, you know, coaching is my job. So instead of just being a, you know, a typical stay-at-home mom where I'm just with the kids, I am talking to real people. I have goals. I have, you know, it's more than just, you know, talking to my 3-year-old who's yelling at me all day. Like,
it's funny how much they yell at you.
What?
It's funny how much they yell at you, yet they depend on you so much.
Yeah, she's like a little teenager already. I'm like, oh my God.
No, I can totally relate to that, because I feel like when I was staying home with Lizzie for like the first 3 or 4 months, I was like, I love being at home, like blah, blah, blah. And then once I went back to work, I was like, wow, it actually does feel good to have something for myself and to, you know, as much as you love staying at home, you also need like that piece of identity. So I can totally see how the coaching is just, you know, a great way to be able to do that from home.
Yeah. And the difference now too, is that when I first started coaching a couple years ago, I was working, I had 3 other jobs. So that was, and was mom. So even though that was hard, I still, you know, I had the coaching, but I still had my other jobs to go to, and it was hard leaving my daughter, and it was hard, you know, having so many different jobs and different bosses, and but now I'm realizing that it was kind of nice to, like, you know, be able to get out of the house sometimes, or just to talk to people. Like, even though I don't get out of the house a lot now, like, at least I'm talking to people. So I needed that again.
Totally. Okay. So I also want to shed a little bit of light on about how you're able to juggle it all. Because I my best friend also has a toddler, and I joke with her all the time. I'm like, I apologize to all the moms before me who I judged, because I'd be like, you're a stay-at-home mom. Why can't you get a workout in? Why isn't the house, like, perfect? Like, I don't get it, you know? And I only have one baby, and she's not even, like, crawling or anything yet. And I'm like, oh, my God, I get it. My house is a mess. I barely get a workout in, you know? So how do you do it with, you know, Graylin, who you said is three and running around and a three-nager, and Freya, who seriously needs you, like, so much still? Like, how do you manage to, A, fit in your workout? What do you do with them while you're working out? Yeah, like, what are all your tips and tricks?
Well, it's not easy. but I find that if I haven't really been doing it recently just because everyone's been sick, but I find that if I wake up before the girls, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, that's the best time to get my workout in. Because, you know, it gives you that hour, just to yourself. Like, I can, you know, read a little bit, I can work out, and I just kind of feel like it's a good start to my day where I'm not being woken up to crying. So waking up early, and if I'm not able to do that and the girls are awake and they're with me, I usually put just Freya in her jumpy, and Graylin, sometimes I'll put a show on, but she's actually been really into working out with me. So I got her little pink weights that she'll grab out, and she'll grab, like, the resistance bands that I'm using. So that's been fun. And, I mean, other than that, I will squeeze it in during nap time. I mean, they're not usually napping at the same time. Their schedules are so different. But if I can at least get one down for a nap, then it's just one kid to deal with. But, I mean, I'm on the ground with them all the time anyways. It doesn't really feel any different than when I'm playing with them versus when I'm working out, you know? Like, you know, like, as a mom, like, you're on the ground laying on a blanket with some toys. Like, there's not that much of a difference.
Totally understandable. I feel like, you know, some days when I skip my workout, I'm, like, running around, carrying around my 20-pound baby is definitely, you know, killing some calories. So what about the, like, mental and emotional aspects of working out and being a mom? I feel like you talk a lot about this, especially since you were able to, like, overcome your postpartum and finding your identity. So can you just talk a little bit more about that, along with, you know, eating a balanced diet and just really taking care of yourself as a mom?
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't fully overcome my postpartum depression. I'm still very much in it, but I've noticed when I am working out and I am focusing on my nutrition, I feel, you know, I may not feel 100% better or, like, you know, 100% myself, but I feel, you know, at least 80% better. And that's, you know, that's better than nothing. And I mean, for example, when I slack on drinking water, I'm in a horrible mood. And it's something that I wouldn't have really noticed before kids, because, I mean, I didn't drink enough water before kids. I wasn't really focusing on that. But, you know, if I was in a bad mood, I would just, like, you know, take a nap or lay down or just be by myself. But I can't do that now. So if I don't drink enough water throughout the day, I am in a horrible mood. I feel like I snap at Graylin easier, or I get frustrated with her easier. I have a headache. I'm frustrated with Kevin. Like, it's just, I'm noticing these things now, where if I don't drink water and I'm not eating healthy or I miss my workout, I'm just in a bad mood. And that doesn't work when, I mean, everyone can be in a bad mood, but when you're a mom, you know, it doesn't work to be in a bad mood every single day, especially if you're home with both your kids.
Totally. I mean, you're like the glue that's keeping the family together and cooking the dinner and taking care of everyone. And it's like, if you're not happy, things, no one's going to be happy.
Fall apart. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So I mean, just knowing that, I make it a priority to focus on my health because I need to keep it together for everyone else. But it just, I don't know, there's something about, you know, even just, even if you're not able to do a home workout, like even just going on a walk, just moving your body just a little bit goes a long way. I don't know any other way of living now. It's weird. Like before I had kids, I didn't work out ever. I just went to work and then went with my friends and went out to the bars and drank and then hung over the next day and then go to work. Like I didn't work out. I didn't really care about that. I mean, I went to school for health, but I didn't really use what I learned until after I had kids. But now it's part of my routine. I get up, I drink my pre-workout, I work out, and then it's done. Like, I don't see, it's kind of, the other day I was kind of thinking about it, and it's kind of like I look forward to working out as if it was, like, a special date or something. Like I'm excited about it. Like, I get in my workout clothes, and I get all ready, and then, I don't know. It's funny.
And, like, isn't that the point of life? Like, you should be excited every single day to, like, get up and, like, live your life, you know? And, yeah, like, exactly. So many of us are, like, even I catch myself, I'm, like, I'm just going to work every day and sitting at a desk and blah, blah, blah. But, like, to wake up in the morning excited about what you're going to do, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, like I said, the last month everyone's been sick, so it's been a little bit different lately. But usually I'm excited to wake up. I'm excited to wake up before the girls, even if it has to be at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm excited to wake up before them because I, you know, it's like I get that special time to myself, which is crazy. I'm like, I'm excited about waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. What? You know, even when I was working the three other jobs, I was coaching and I was still excited to wake up in the morning. I wasn't necessarily excited about going to my jobs, but I was so excited about coaching and the working out aspects of it and meeting other people and just focusing on myself. That's what I looked forward to every single day, regardless of how busy I was.
So what are your plans for the future? Do you plan on, sticking with Beachbody or expanding or what is your goal, 5 years from now, say?
I don't know exactly. You know, if I expand from Beachbody, that'd be great. But I don't know in terms of that, but I know in 5 years, Freya, my youngest, will be in kindergarten, and the goal is for my coaching business to be big enough where that is my job. Like, you know, when both girls are in elementary school, I want coaching to be my full-time job. And if it expands from there, that's great, but if not, I'd be happy with, you know, what I'm doing right now.
I love that. That's, like, seriously the most perfect answer. Like, you're so happy where you are right now, like, that you want to continue to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So where can everybody find you? How can they join your team? Give everybody all the details.
Well, I'm on Instagram under Balanced Wellness with Chloe. And you can email me at balancedwellnesswithchloe@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook under Chloe Ray Price or Balanced Wellness with Chloe. But yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, you know, maybe in the future I'll start a blog too. I'm not sure. I don't want to take on too much right now while the kids are too little.
Go for it. okay, so I have one more question for you. And mm-hmm. I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
I like them all. But my favorite one right now is the GT kombucha watermelon.
Oh my gosh, so good. I feel like that one's been my favorite since like last summer. Like I just can't kick it.
I just tried it a few months ago. And now they have it at Trader Joe's.
Yes, that's where I get it too. Love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I loved chatting with you and finally sharing your story. And I hope everybody heads over and follows you on Instagram and decides to join your Beachbody team.
Thank you for having me.